Sounds
You're
good.
now live.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Today is July 1st, 2020. Thank you to all the board members, staff, and public for joining us in this remote format. These weekly special meetings allow the board to stay informed and on the impact of COVID-19 and on transit operations and react as needed. I wanted to actually take a moment to praise this all-volunteer board for making this commitment for these weekly meetings, as well as donating their time and expertise to the governance of this agency. And I just wanted to know you do have my gratitude. So thanks again for all you do. And with that, let's do a quick roll call. Looks like, let's just do it orally. We'll just go ahead. Kate Reed.
Here.
And Josh Scove.
Here.
And Don Norton does not appear to be here. Is that looking correct? And Caitlin Vargas?
Here.
And Stephen Yet?
Present.
And Emily Secord is not with us, but she has a very good reason. So so she won't be here. So it looks like we're just missing Don and Emily. So let's see. I think I already made my comment as board president. AJ, as general manager, do you have any comments for us?
None at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Well, we'll go. Oh, sorry. Announcements and additions to this agenda. All right. Hearing none, let's go ahead and move straight to the ridership and operations update. Tom, go ahead and take it away.
And would this be a time, Mark, for you to just maybe lay some context down in terms of the report you're going to give?
Sure. Yeah, so as all of you know, especially those who are in retail, that the governor came up with their new executive order extending the emergency order until September. And so, we're kind of seeing what that means of transit. Fortunately, we have already been requiring masks for riders for, you know, quite a while. So it should be a fairly easy transition for us. I think we'll have to enforce it a little more stringently now that, the governor's requiring it. But we've had pretty much good compliance anyway. And so we'll have masks on hand and offer them to people who do not want to comply or whatever, just to make sure that we're following the governor's orders. So we anticipate that, you know, it's going to be this way at least till September and potentially longer. And, the concern is, what does it mean for businesses? And, you know, if restaurants have to continue operating at 50 or 25 or 60% or whatever, I don't know how many are going to make it. You know, I mean, that makes it really difficult for them. So, it's wide open in terms of what that means for the payroll tax, but it does mean that going into next year, when we see the last quarter sales tax, it may not look good. So we're just preparing for that. So I think that's about it.
Great. So let me share my screen. And go up to the top. So this is the overview chart that you've been looking at for low these many weeks. And in this set of weeks, we're usually looking at a four and a half week segment here. Pretty stable conditions in terms of we haven't added or changed our service. There haven't been a lot of disruptions. We still see, this is the week when we had some curfews, and so that looks a little more up and down. But otherwise, if you laid down a trend line over the past couple months, you'd see a slight uptick where we were at 10,000, maybe in mid-April, we're up to 12,000 riders at this point. And of course, we've changed our service a little more useful. And you can see when we added Sunday service back, it's been going up every Sunday since we started it. I think it's probably peaked out, but we'll be watching that. Boardings after 8:30, like I've been saying all along, has been pretty steady. We're going to watch this last week was slightly higher than the previous weeks. And again, if you laid a trend line down, it's looking slightly increasing. But again, we'll be watching that over time. With respect to loads, overloads for 40-foot buses, again, with the overload being defined as over 20, you can see there's a up and down pattern. For the past few weeks or a couple weeks here, it's been lower than the previous weeks, but still seeing some overloads over the course of a given week. This last Sunday, we had one overload on the 67, but otherwise very similar to what we've seen in past weeks. Moving to 60-foot buses, where the loads are over 30, again, what I think is important to understand in terms of context for this is that our 60-foot buses are typically running more frequently than our regular service. So to be operating that many individual trips over a day and only have, you know, four overloads, that's pretty good. And you can see on Monday we had a couple of 51 overloads, which hasn't, you know, 51 doesn't show up as very, very often. I was asking about this, and Frank had indicated that there's been some moving around of the homeless camps, and there's one that's up River Road, or off of River Road, north of Beltline. And so that he was figuring was part of it on that day. You've seen this chart before, again, showing the time of day distributions and how that's changed to current conditions. So again, over this last span of time, several weeks, we've had this more moderate peaking, and again, that's really helpful in terms of the number of peak buses we need to operate during this period of time. So that's that. Right source call volumes, very much similar patterns over the last 4.5 weeks. One of the things, just to move right into the trip making, I had, by now you've probably lost track perhaps of how many in pre-COVID, how many trips we were carrying, but just to give you some scale, Cosette gave me this information. Well, I calculated an average from the data that she gave me for early March. And so back then we were carrying about 533 ADA trips, close to 1200 NEMT trips, for a total of 1700 trips on an average weekday. And you can see in contrast, we're carrying half, maybe less than half of the trips we were before. So just some context there that we haven't been providing before. So that's it. I found this looking around these days. I thought that's always a good chip. Good advice, but I actually found a transit image that I thought was interesting. Experts recommend keeping your daily rituals even when working from home. So this guy's using his shower rack to simulate his ride on the bus. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, thank you very much for that, Tom, and some and a little bit of humor injected in as well. Any questions or comments for what Tom presented? If not, I got a question for you, Tom.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead then. Yeah. So I was wondering, with have we gotten any feedback from RideSource users, whether we're serving them pretty well? It sounds like now it could be a mixture of medical with other kinds of appointments. So do we know what they're doing?
You know, I haven't heard in terms of whether we're getting calls from people that are saying the service isn't working for them. You can see from the data that it's pretty steady. And again, we continue to advise folks to only make essential trips. And you can see there's a pretty steady level of trip making. So you're not seeing quite the same increase that we've seen in our regular service. But I don't know, Mark, if you have additional insights there.
Yeah, I mean, we have staff there available to take any calls that anyone needs. So, you know, it's just a matter of the demand is down. And so, you know, RideSource has laid off people and now they brought a few back as things are improving. But, you know, people just aren't calling for their typical journeys. So they really are just doing essential trips to the doctor and things that they really have to do.
Gotcha. Thanks for that. Any other questions or comments? All right. Going once, going twice. I think that's it. Thank you very much, Tom and Mark, for the update. If there's nothing else, I would actually like to make a motion for the group. I would like to move that that's the board move to executive session with no LTD staff present, at least initially. And
Carl, so that's actually a separate meeting and a separate Zoom invite that you should have gotten from Kristen.
Right. Yes.
We'll just adjourn this meeting and then you'll do that in the next meeting.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to do that in the public area and then we move into it.
If the executive session was part of this meeting, yes, but it's not part of this meeting.
Oh,
it's its own
okay.
separate special meeting. So okay. In this instance, no.
Got it. Okay. We're not going to do that then.
It's when we switch it up,
thanks
it gets
for that point
confusing.
Of order. I just wanted to be legit and out in public and everything like that, transparent. All right. So we'll go ahead. Thank you. I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. So I guess just to let everyone know, if you are, the board members will convene into an executive session. So I will go ahead and adjourn this meeting at this time. And so this meeting
Carl,
is adjourned and we'll see. Yes.
Oh, Sam, sorry to interrupt you in the middle of that, but just so that other meeting was not officially scheduled until 5, but are we just going to reconvene there right now? I mean, there's no reason not to.
That's what I was going to go ahead and do.
Okay.
I didn't anticipate any objections to that, but just since we're talking about now, is everyone okay with that?
So for public meeting law, because it was posted to begin at 5 o'clock, it can run late, but it can't start early, because then if there's any press that would like to attend or is planning to attend and they don't get there till 5 and you guys start early, then they will have missed it and we will be out of compliance.
Okay. So I take that back. Yeah, I will see everyone at 5 p.m. for an executive session. Okay. So just board members and legal counsel. So, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you very much. Oh, Don, did you have something? I think Don's
Yes. Not
in pose. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
We can.
Because I'm very frustrated. It took me like 15 minutes to get onto this platform. And I know we were going through some changes with IT. Well, there was some discussion about that before. I don't know whether other people had this trouble or I did, but it it just kept going in circles. It wouldn't join the meeting. I had to relaunch the browser several times to get in here.
It could be your internet connection, Donnie.
Something with our system. Just saying that. If other people are not having that experience, then maybe it's just the internet.
I think it might be the latter. I was going to suggest to you, if you're having a little trouble from your site, go ahead and just call in using a cell signal, and I'll text you the number really quickly, and that way you can just avoid the internet altogether.
Well, I'll try. I mean, everything seems to be working, and then it just kept, going through.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This wasn't working.
Yeah. I can help you troubleshoot after this.
We're still going to use the Zoom platform.
That works. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and I will see you at 5. So meeting adjourned. Stay safe, everyone. See you later. Bye-bye. All right.